If you're currently using clear aligners, or thinking about it, you've probably seen those little spongy cylinder things that often come with the kit.
Yeah, they're pretty common.
And maybe you're wondering, what are these for? Or if you are using them, how do you make sure you're really getting the best out of them?
Uh-huh.
So that's what we're diving into today. We want to understand these little tools, they're often called chewies, and how they can genuinely help your clear aligner treatment work better, maybe more comfortably, and, you know, efficiently.
That's right. I mean, we know clear aligners work by gradually shifting your teeth with these custom trays.
Right.
But for that to happen effectively, the fit is just crucial. The trays need to be really snug against the teeth.
Okay.
And today we're focusing on that seemingly simple tool, the Chewy. You might also hear it called an aligner tray seater. Or even, like we saw online, sometimes people just call them munchies.
Munchies. Right. Okay. And to really figure this out for you, we've looked at, well, a few different things. We've got informational articles from dental practices explaining them.
Standard stuff, yeah.
We also checked out a discussion thread online where people actually using aligners, just like you might be, are sharing what they think.
Real-world experiences. Always useful.
Definitely. And we've also got guides on, you know, the how-to, the best way to actually use them. So the goal is to pull all this together and give you a clear picture of why these little chewies can, well, actually be pretty important.
Okay, so let's start right at the beginning. What exactly are these chewies we're talking about?
Right. So fundamentally, they're small, soft cylinders. Think about the size of a cotton roll you might see at the dentist, maybe a bit shorter.
Mm.
And they're made from a flexible material, usually something like styrene copolymer or medical grade silicone. You know, similar to some soft plastics or kitchen tools.
Okay, so soft and squishy, basically.
Exactly. And they come in different colors, which isn't maybe earth shattering. But some are even flavored, like mint, pineapple, grape.
Flavored? Interesting. Didn't know that.
Yeah. And some have textured surfaces, too, which I guess some people might prefer.
So what's the main job of these little things? Flavors aside.
Their primary purpose, really, is to help seat your clear aligner trays properly to make sure they fit really snugly against all your teeth surfaces.
Okay. Seat them properly. What does that mean exactly?
It means getting rid of any tiny spaces or air gaps that might be lurking between the aligner plastic and your actual tooth.
Ah, those little air bubbles you sometimes see.
Precisely. Why is eliminating those gaps so vital?
Well, that close fit is absolutely key. It ensures the aligners push evenly and consistently on all the teeth they're supposed to move.
Right.
That even pressure is what makes the teeth move predictably according to the plan.
Yeah.
If you've got air gaps, the pressure isn't right, it's uneven, and that can, you know, slow down your progress.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It can't push properly if there's a gap. And as we said, aligner seaters, chewies, sometimes munchies, online, it's all the same thing.
Exactly. So now we know what they are. Let's talk about why you'd use them. What are the real benefits here?
Okay. Benefit number one, and probably the biggest, is just better aligner seating. Like we just said, using chewies helps push those trays fully onto your teeth.
And that leads
to more consistent, more effective tooth movement. Because if the aligner isn't sitting right, it can't apply the force correctly. Those air gaps really can hinder things.
Right. And connecting that to the bigger picture, better seating could mean potentially faster treatment.
Ah, now you're talking.
Well, yeah. I mean, if your aligners fit properly from the get-go, the movements should happen more like they're planned. It keeps things on track. Logically, it could shorten the overall time.
Okay. Faster treatment is a big plus. Now, here's one that might seem counterintuitive. Reduced discomfort. How does biting on something help with comfort?
It sounds odd, I know. But think about it. A really snug-fitting aligner can actually feel better than one that feels a bit loose, maybe clicking slightly or shifting around.
Mm, okay, I can see that.
And chewies can also help ease some of that initial tightness you feel when you switch to a brand new, tighter aligner tray.
How so?
By biting down, you help distribute that new pressure more evenly across all the teeth covered by the aligner, so it feels less concentrated, more manageable.
Ah, like spreading the load. Okay, that makes sense. What about specific teeth? You know, sometimes one tooth seems a bit more stubborn.
Yeah, that happens. And chewies can be helpful there, too. You can kind of focus the biting pressure on that specific area. It gives that resistant tooth a little extra gentle encouragement to move along with the plan.
A little nudge for the stubborn ones. Got it. And we mentioned air gaps again. You said they're crucial to prevent, especially with new aligners.
Absolutely. Those air gaps are super common when you first put in a new tray. You often see them around the back teeth, the molars.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a gap, it literally means the aligner isn't touching the tooth properly there. So the force needed to move that tooth just isn't being applied effectively. Chew has closed that gap.
Right. Ensures contact. Okay. And there was one more sort of indirect benefit mentioned, better oral hygiene. How does that work?
Well, it's indirect, like you said, but by making sure the aligners fit really tightly, there's simply less space for tiny food particles to get trapped between the aligner and your teeth.
Okay.
Less trapped food means potentially less plaque buildup, fewer hygiene headaches down the line.
Okay. So lots of good reasons to use them. We get what they are, why they're useful. Let's get practical. How do you actually use them correctly?
It's actually pretty simple. First step, obviously, put your aligners in your mouth. Follow whatever instructions your dentist or orthodontist gave you. Get them mostly seated with your fingers first.
Okay, aligners in. Then grab the chewy.
Yep, take the chewy, place it between your teeth. Starting at the back is often a good idea. Sometimes those molars need a bit more help seating. You can put it in long ways or short ways, doesn't really matter. Whatever feels comfortable. Then just bite down gently, but firmly.
How long do you hold the bite?
Just for about, say, 5 to 10 seconds. The key is even pressure. Don't, like, try to crush it.
Gentle but firm. Got it.
Yeah.
And just in one spot.
No, you need to work it around to make sure all parts of the aligners are seated. So bite down in one spot, then move the chewy to the next section of teeth, bite again, and keep going.
Like working your way around your mouth.
Exactly. A good way is to start on one side, maybe the back molar, then move forward tooth by tooth, bite by bite, all the way around to the other side.
And how long should this whole process take each time?
You should aim for about 5 to 10 minutes of total chewy time, spread out maybe a few times a day.
A few times a day.
Definitely use them right after you put in a new set of aligners. That's really important to get them seated well from the start. And maybe after meals too, just to reseat them.
Okay. Any specific recommendations on frequency? Like morning and night?
Yeah. Many dentists suggest at least twice a day, morning and night, is a good routine. Some might just say before bed.
But what if I notice like one specific area looks like it's not quite fitting, like I can see a gap?
Good question. If you spot an area like that or just feel it's loose, definitely focus your chewy biting in that specific spot. Give it some extra attention. Those visible air gaps are exactly what you're trying to eliminate.
Makes sense. Any tips for remembering to actually do this? Life gets busy.
Absolutely. Keep them handy. Put one in your aligner case so it travels with you. Maybe keep one at home by your toothbrush. Maybe one at work if that works for you.
Good idea.
And setting reminders on your phone can really help too, especially initially. Like chewy time after breakfast or before bed, just to build the habit.
Okay. Simple enough. So we're using them correctly. What about the chewies themselves? Are there different kinds? How do we look after them?
Yeah, there are a few variations. You've got your standard, unflavored ones. Then the mint-flavored ones we mentioned, if you like that. Mm-hmm. And some, sometimes called ortho-chewies, have textures on them. Some people find that gives a better grip or just feels different. It really comes down to personal preference, what feels best for you.
Okay. And cleaning them, super important, right? They go in your mouth.
Absolutely critical. Wash them after every single use. Mild soap and warm water is perfect. Rinse them well.
Yeah, man.
Let them air dry completely. Put them somewhere clean and, you know, ventilated. Definitely don't boil them. That heat can damage the material.
Right, no boiling. How long do they last? They're reusable forever.
They're reusable, yes, but not forever. They wear out. With regular use, expect one chewy to last maybe 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay, not that long then.
Yeah. You'll notice it starts to lose its springiness, its elasticity, or it might look visibly worn down or torn. Once that happens, it's time to toss it and grab a new one. It won't work as well if it's worn out.
Got it. And just to be clear, no sharing chewies, right?
Oh, definitely not. Like your toothbrush, it's a personal item for your use only.
Okay. Now let's tackle some common concerns. What if using them actually makes my jaw sore?
That can happen, especially at first or with new, tighter aligners. It's usually mild muscle soreness.
What can you do about it?
Try easing into it. Don't go full force for 10 minutes right away. Maybe start with shorter sessions and gradually increase. You could also try a different type, maybe a softer one if you can find one.
Okay.
And things like a warm compress on your jaw or gently massaging the muscles can help. Even some relaxation, deep breaths. Usually it gets better as your jaw gets used to it. But be gentle.
What if I'm using them, but I still feel like the aligners aren't seating right? Are there alternatives?
Well, first, really focus the chewing where you feel the issue. If that doesn't help, definitely talk to your dentist. They can check the fit properly.
Okay.
As for alternatives, yes, there are some things out there. We saw a mention of movements. They're like edible mints you chew to help seating.
Edible.
And other silicone devices, sometimes called munchies, with different shapes or hardness levels. You can find those online.
What about those hacks people mention? Like rolled paper towels or tubing?
Yeah, we saw those in the forum discussion too. Things like clean paper towels, silicone straws. Look, while some people might try that, dental professionals generally don't recommend it. Stick to things designed for the purpose or what your dentist approves.
Got it. Now, that online discussion also brought up whether chewies are really necessary. Yep. Some people seem to think they were optional, maybe even a gimmick.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And you do see different perspectives. Some dentists really push them, especially for complex cases where tracking is critical. They feel it makes a big difference.
Right.
Others might not emphasize them as much, maybe for simpler cases if the aligners seem to fit well anyway.
So what's the bottom line?
The general consensus seems to be that they are beneficial for most people. They help ensure that ideal fit. But at the end of the day, the most important advice is what your specific dentist or orthodontist tells you for your treatment. Follow their lead.
Okay. And there was also that debate. Do chewies just seat the aligners or do they actually help move the teeth?
Their main job is definitely seating, getting that perfect initial fit. But that consistent, gentle pressure you apply when biting does help the aligner work effectively. It ensures the aligner is making full contact and applying its intended force correctly. So while the chewy itself isn't directing the movement, it's maximizing the aligner's ability to move the teeth as planned. It's supportive.
Okay, that clarifies it. One last concern. What about people with jaw issues like TMJ pain? Are chewies okay for them?
That's a really important consideration. If you have pre-existing TMJ issues or other jaw pain, you need to be cautious.
So maybe avoid them.
Not necessarily avoid, but approach with care. Use them very gently. Start really slow. See how your jaw feels. If you notice any increase in pain or discomfort, stop using them immediately and talk to your dental professional. They need to give you personalized advice on that.
Okay. Crucial to consult your dentist if you have a jaw problem.
Yeah.
So assuming you're good to go, where do people actually get these Chewies?
Often, your orthodontist or dentist will give you some to start with when you get your first aligners.
Right.
They might also sell them in their office. And if you need more, they're pretty easy to find online from dental supply websites or places like Amazon.
Okay, easy enough to find.
Uh-huh.
Right, we have covered a lot of ground on these little things. Let's try and sum up the key takeaways.
I think the main message is don't underestimate these Chewies. They might seem small, but they're a really effective tool to help your clear aligner treatment succeed.
How so, in a nutshell?
By making sure your aligners fit snugly every time. This leads to more effective tooth movement, potentially faster treatment, and maybe even more comfort along the way.
Yeah, that seems to be the core benefit. And it's super important, we should stress again, to follow the specific advice from your dentist or orthodontist, right?
Absolutely. We're giving general info based on what we've seen, but your provider knows your teeth, your plan, their instructions are paramount. So maybe the final thought is this. As you go through your treatment, really think about how you're using these tools. Pay attention to the fit of your aligners. Are there gaps? Could you be using Chewies more effectively in certain areas?
It's about being an active participant in your own treatment.
Exactly. Being aware and using these simple aids correctly can make a real difference in getting that smile you're working towards.